Going back to the hotline, somebody that we've enjoyed having on the show previously, Don Munson, voice of Clemson, rejoining us. Don, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you for taking time out today.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours, Johnny, and appreciate you having me on.
You know, it's interesting. We see teams like with Alabama, Clemson, in the position that they find themselves in as far as the semifinals. Oklahoma back in this as well, based on what they did last year, you know, before losing to Georgia. They were one of the four playoff teams. I can't imagine, you know, what that's like if you're a team like Bama and Clemson, where anything short of being back where they find themselves this year, anything short of that is a disappointment.
Well, I mean, and I think that's where you have to balance it, to be perfectly honest with you, because you, I mean, you'll hear it from the Alabama side, you'll hear it, I know, from the Clemson side, and I hope as you hear from others, it is a goal, but I wouldn't say it's an expectation, because you know how difficult it is to get there, and you've got to go out and you've got to earn it each and every year to get there. You know, you can't be sitting back there and complaining. If you're on the outside looking in, it's nobody's fault but your own. So, you know, you earn exactly what you get. It's just like life, ladies and gentlemen. You get exactly what you earn. No one is going to give you anything. So if you get there, you know, you better appreciate it, because you realize how tough it is to get there.
Well, and that's one of the big problems that I have with the Central Floridas of the world. You can go back last decade, the early part of the 2000s, you had that conversation with a then Boise State and TCU. And the point is that they want to be a part of that. Back when we had the BCS system, they wanted to be one of the two teams at the end. And now you get Central Florida. Yeah, I understand they've got the long winning streak, but how many Power 5 conference teams have they played against? And then you hear the gripes, well, nobody will play us. Nobody will give us home and home. As I pointed out, this is where history works against you. All I did was point out a Bobby Bowden and a Florida State program. Nobody would come to Tallahassee to play Florida State and Bobby Bowden when he took over that program in 76. And so what did he do? He went on the road, took your money, and beat you. Whether you're Ohio State or Nebraska, Notre Dame, Pitt, it didn't matter. And so if you want respect, you got to go out and earn it, not just be crying and say, oh, we need to expand the playoffs. I mean, you look at the schedule that Central Florida, for example, played. They don't deserve, last year they didn't deserve it. They didn't deserve it to be there this year. Sorry. Thanks for playing, but looking at your schedule, that to me, you didn't earn the right to be one of the four teams in the end.
Yeah, you have no argument from me whatsoever. And I, unfortunately, I think that's just the day and age we live in, is that everybody just thinks, well, I deserve respect and I deserve it now. No, you don't deserve respect and you don't deserve it now. You've got to go out and earn it. You've got to go out and do the things that are going to make people respect you. And you're right. Bobby Bowden would go any place, anywhere, anytime to play. He didn't care. And that's how he went about, you know, putting together things. And that's one of the reasons that he finished top five in the country for 14 years in a row.
We talked about in our last visit, Don, and by the way, visiting with Don Munson, the voice of Clemson, you know, you go back 2 years ago, you go back last year where Clemson slipped up in games that they were three touchdown favorites and lost those games. Clemson, after the struggles, we were down to the third quarterback, if you count Kelly Bryant at the time, who was the starting QB. So we're down. He leaves the program. Trevor Lawrence leaves the game. So after that, you know, long drive to beat Syracuse earlier this year in September 27-23, I'm looking at the landscape, and there's no close games after that for Clemson.
Yeah, they certainly went on a run after that and have just been taking care of business. Obviously, part of the reason is because Trevor Lawrence each and every week has just been making a step forward, and he's not regressing in any way. It seems like every game now that he makes another step forward. And certainly when you have the kind of defense that Clemson has, and now they had some points scored on them by South Carolina, and give South Carolina a lot of credit for coming in with a really good offensive scheme. But even at that point, they still lost by 21 points to Clemson. So that may be the only thing that I say is not the only bullet that's not in Trevor Lawrence's holster right now, is to see how he will react once we get in a tight game and you have the gotta have it, must go to drive. That's about the only thing that's missing from this freshman's resume right now.
You know, we talked about this earlier about expectations, and, you know, I go back to when Alabama lost to Clemson on that next to final play of that game where Alabama had taken the lead with Jalen Hurts and what he was able to do with his legs. And so Alabama had the lead, but Clemson with the two-minute drill with Watson, and so Clemson pulls it out. And in the SEC media days, you know, leading up to, you know, after that, back in, you know, the summer of the next year, you know, we talk about, here's Nick Saban wanting to use failure, you know, or in that situation, and this was a team that was unbeaten until they lost to Clemson, wanted to use that as a you know, a motivational sticking point in moving forward the next year, in which turned out to be a national championship for Alabama. You know, the fact that during this run so far, we're only talking about one national title. Now, a lot of programs would like to be able to say that, but when you have the opportunity and you're one of these playoff teams, you certainly want that. You want to be the last team standing. At what point does this become more of a mental hurdle for a Clemson if they're not fortunate enough to be the national champs this year?
Well, I think Clemson's already over that mental hurdle, to be perfectly honest with you. That's just it. What you explain, that's not the way that Dabo Swinney thinks. That's just not the way that he thinks whatsoever. He could care less what happened last year or what happened 2 years ago or what happened 3 years ago. It is all about today. It is all about doing your best today. What has happened in the past has happened in the past. And you got to learn to forget about it. Now, you have to take the pain of that failure and let it maybe motivate you to move forward for success? Absolutely. But he could care less what has happened in the past. And the fact that they're here and have an opportunity to make it onto it to a national championship game is great. But right now, the focus is on beating Notre Dame, and that's the only focus that is out there. They could care less about all the other stuff. That you know what? People are going to think about you what they're going to think about you. You can't stop that. All you can do is control what you can control. And I love that that's the way that Coach Swinney has been doing this for since he basically has taken over the program, and I love that about it. I just absolutely love that about it.
Your thoughts when you see this matchup with Notre Dame, and you can make the argument that Notre Dame is not one of the four best teams in the country. Yeah, I understand they're unbeaten along with Alabama and Clemson, but you look at all the near misses for Notre Dame this year. Now, I understand it's very difficult to run the table and be unbeaten if you're a Power 5 conference team or playing a schedule like Notre Dame, but you know, an 8-point win over Ball State, a 5-point win over Vanderbilt, and that was in back-to-back weeks too, I may add, a 5-point win against Pittsburgh. You had everything you wanted and more against Northwestern on the road before you won by 10. And I'll even go to the last game, the last regular season game. They travel out to the West Coast to take on Southern Cal, a very bad Southern Cal team. And it was Southern Cal bringing it early on, and Notre Dame was able to prevail in the end, winning by a touchdown. So there was nothing's really pretty for the most part when you look at Notre Dame's results this year, except the W's. And maybe that's one of the reasons why a lot of folks are thinking Clemson's going to blow out Notre Dame in this matchup.
Well, they better expect it because, you know, once again, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But
right.
It's not easy. I mean, it just isn't. So you better respect what they have done on the football field. And I think a lot of it is the hangover, again, from going back to when Alabama beat up on Notre Dame in a previous national championship game. You know, you got to forget that. This is a totally different team that the Fighting Irish will be bringing into Dallas against Clemson. And you better respect them, because if you don't, then you're going to get beat. I mean, I think it's just as simple as that. I think that Notre Dame is one of the best four teams in the country. So I don't care what people's argument is. You know, if you're going to make an argument for somebody else, all right, Ohio State, don't go to Purdue and don't get blown out at Purdue. All right, Georgia, don't go to LSU and lose by 20. You know, win the SEC championship game when you're up 14 points against Alabama. You know, close it out and win it. I could care less what other people are saying. You know, Notre Dame has earned the right to be there, because that's what the committee has said, and that's the way that we go about deciding who the top four teams are in the country right now.
Having a chance once again to talk football with Don Munson, the voice of Clemson. Trevor Lawrence, what has he been like from your perspective? I mean, nothing seems to faze him, and it's almost like the coaching staff realized if Clemson wants to be in that same conversation with Alabama, knowing what Tua Tagovailoa is doing with the Crimson Tide, they need Trevor Lawrence, and already, you know, NFL scouts cannot wait when Trevor Lawrence becomes eligible for the draft. But, you know, what has it been like for you watching Trevor Lawrence grow up on the field this year?
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, he's made a step forward each and every week. And the way that he goes about handling himself, the way he goes about handling, just the media that he has to put up with, you can imagine all the media scrutiny and the media pressure that he has to go about each and every week, but he's done it in a marvelous fashion. And then he also is great at using the tools that are around him. I give a lot of credit to his offensive line. It is a senior kind of laden, experienced offensive line. And there are a lot of offensive lines where if you knew that a veteran quarterback who had been inside the program for basically, 4 years, and they leave midseason, there are a lot of offensive lines that would be pretty disgruntled over the way that all that went down. But that's not the way this offensive line bunch handled it. Instead, they just absolutely enveloped Trevor. They hugged up on him and loved up on him and said, all right, we're going to take care of you because we know you're going to take care of us. And I think that's carried over a ton in the locker room and within this team.
And making the transition from high school to the college ranks, especially playing the big-time football that Clemson plays, I mean, he already had the pressure of being the top, if not the top, it's certainly one of the top two or three top recruits coming out of high school, and he lived up to the hype. To this point, with the hype, with 24 touchdowns, with only 4 interceptions, he has been fun to watch, except when they played Florida State. I didn't really like that outcome. But other than that, he's been certainly fun to watch this year for Clemson. Don, as always, I really appreciate you taking time out with us and certainly looking forward to more visits down the road. Be safe in all your travels. Good luck to Clemson, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
I appreciate it, Johnny. You have a great Christmas as well. Always good to spread a little gospel of Clemson.